AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A second deadline has come and gone for world powers trying to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons. The talks in Vienna, already in their 12th day, have now been extended until possibly Friday. European Union spokeswoman Federica Mogherini.
We are interpreting in a flexible way our deadline, which means that we are taking the time, the days we still need to finalize the agreement, which is something that is still possible, even if now we're getting into the difficult time.
Underway now, the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing into the U.S. strategy on fighting Islamic militants. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is telling members that the president and his advisors, who met yesterday at the Pentagon, are committed to taking down the Islamic State group.
We all agreed that ISIL represents a grave threat and that it must be and will be dealt a lasting defeat.
Committee Chair John McCain is a fierce critic of the president's policy in the region. Just in from the Eurozone, word that Greece's finance minister has appeared at a meeting of Greek creditors without new written proposals for a bailout plan. No details yet. The Dow is down, by the way, 69 points. Reaction to the news about Bill Cosby. Cosby admits in just released court records from 2005 that he gave drugs to at least one woman who accused him of sexual abuse. Lawyer Joseph Camerata, who represents three women who accused Cosby of sexual offenses, says this gives the lie to Cosby's public persona.
Drugs for sex? No way. Non-consensual sex with women? No way. That these women are liars and I'm a good person. And this tells a different story.
Attorney Joseph Camerata. This is AP. Radio News. President Obama's got a lot to say about some important developments lately, and he's been turning to Twitter to say it. Matt Small reports.
The White House has used Twitter to promote the president's views for years, usually in a highly scripted way with tweets composed by press aides and released at strategic times. But since launching his personal Twitter account at POTUS back in May, President Obama has gained more than 3 million followers, sharing his views on topics ranging from gay marriage to guacamole. The White House says he can send tweets from a variety of secure devices and that he gives his team a heads up before tweeting. Matt Small, Washington.
A Pennsylvania hospital says a veteran nurse who accidentally dropped a newborn baby, fracturing his skull, will be disciplined but not fired. The baby's recovering. The nurse was in a chair feeding and burping the baby when he slipped from her grasp. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.